Governor Chris Christie's team at the Port Authority did more at the bi-state agency than cause traffic headaches for a mayor who didn't endorse the governor. As WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, David Wildstein and Bill Baroni directed billions of dollars of the agency's funds to projects that helped solve Governor Christie's budget problems and political headaches, something critical for a then-new governor with national ambitions.
Good afternoon.
In early October 2010, Governor Chris Christie assembled reporters at the State House.
Approximately 30 days ago, I received information from Jim Weinstein, the executive director of New Jersey Transit, which called into great concern the projected cost of the ARC tunnel. At that time,
the ARC was a New Jersey transit tunnel under the Hudson River. It was going to ease commutes for most of northern New Jersey. Christie said he'd just learned it could go $2 to $5 billion over budget.
In light of that information, the executive committee has made a recommendation to me that the project be terminated.
But multiple sources say that's not what happened. Instead, they say Governor Chris Christie realized soon after he was elected that the fiscal promises he'd made during the campaign were impossible to keep. The new transportation commissioner was telling people there was no money for roads, and Christie had ruled out upping the gas tax. That would have been the kiss of death for a Republican with national ambitions. So Christie looked to the Port Authority.
That is politics.
Robert Buzz Paswell is director of the University Transportation Research Center at the City College of New York.
They're using it to solve their budget problems in New Jersey more than New York.
By March of 2010, Christie had tapped State Senator Bill Baroni and a political blogger, David Wildstein, to the Port Authority. Neither had transportation experience. Wildstein's title was Director of Interstate Capital Projects. As such, he was in charge of the big money deals. One of the first things he did was start asking about the ARC money. Could New Jersey recoup the $2 billion the port was spending? What could they spend it on? The answer came back, it could be spent on roads.
They didn't have dedicated funding sources.
Tom Wright is executive director of the Regional Plan Association.
And so by canceling ARC, the governor was able to shift the resources to his priorities.
At the same time, Baroni and Wildstein were quietly inquiring about redirecting the ARC money at the Port Authority. Christie was meeting with the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, assuring him there would be funding for the tunnel. 6 months later, Christie pulled the plug.
This decision is final. There is no opportunity for reconsideration of this decision on my part. I am done. We are moving on.
LaHood called Christie's explanation that he had canceled the project because of new information simply not accurate. At the Port Authority, Baroni and Wildstein worked quickly. The $2 billion was redirected to the Pulaski Skyway, a road owned by New Jersey, not the Port Authority. In a Senate hearing, Baroni provided a justification.
The Pulaski, we believe, will have a benefit to the current crossings at Lincoln, certainly at Lincoln, and at Holland. So we believe, you know, it'll be a marginal improvement there, but we're not.
That was on top of another almost $3 billion New Jersey would get from canceling the ARC deal to pay for other road projects, which meant Christie could fund his roads budget without raising the gas tax until well after 2016. At the same time, multiple sources say Wildstein and Baroni were working overtime to push other deals. The purchase of an old Army terminal near the Bayonne Bridge for $235 million bailed out the town of Bayonne, which was facing bankruptcy. Inside the Port Authority, sources say the long-term value of the deal was sharply questioned. But a bankrupt town would have been a huge headache for Trenton. Heavily Democratic Bayonne and its surrounding county would support Christie in 2013. In nearby Harrison, there was another big project— the upgrade of the PATH station for $256 million. Baroni personally pushed that one.
The folks who know me at the Port Authority has been one of the projects I spent a lot of time pushing and pushing and pushing, and that's a new train station in Harrison. Mayor McDonough, working across party lines, Mayor McDonough in Harrison points out that the Harrison train station needed work.
The Harrison mayor, a Democrat, would endorse Christie for re-election. The mayor denies there was any quid pro quo. "I happen to like the guy," he told the Star-Ledger. There was also the Port Authority takeover of the money-losing Atlantic City Airport, far away from the Port of New York and New Jersey. All of these deals were unanimously approved by the Port Authority Board, a collection of politically connected businessmen and labor leaders. Many of these new projects were for roads and airports that have nothing to do with the Port Authority, says Buzz Paswell of the City College of New York.
It's the wrong thing to do. I mean, there are other ways you can solve the budget problems by being honest with the people in the state, saying if you want to improve transportation facilities, it's going to cost more.
In an emailed statement, Governor Christie's spokesman, Michael Druniak, defended all the spending. "These are major public infrastructure projects with lasting benefits, not just to a particular town, but to the entire port facility, New Jersey and New York's economic well-being." He added, "Without Governor Christie, the projects would not have gone forward." To pay for all these projects, the Port Authority needed more money. Just about its entire budget comes from airport fees and tolls.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I think we all know somewhere that this proposed increase is insane.
On a Friday afternoon in August 2011, just before the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the Port Authority said it would raise tolls on the Hudson River crossings, in part to pay for the World Trade Center. The plan, multiple sources say, was orchestrated by Wildstein and Baroni. But in a now familiar pattern, Christie, along with New York Governor Cuomo, issued a statement. "The Port Authority has informed us of its proposal to dramatically increase its tolls on tunnels and bridges." The governors howled about the Port Authority, which they jointly control. Then the commissioners approved a somewhat lower increase, and sources familiar with the process say that was the plan all along. It was a significant new expense for motorists, but it wasn't, crucially, a tax. Some months later, Baroni appeared at a hearing in Washington on the hikes before the late Senator Frank Lautenberg.
"But respectfully, Senator, you only started paying tolls recently. For years, Senator, as a former commissioner of my agency, you received free Easy Pass."
With Wildstein seated behind him, Baroni referred to a large black binder containing, apparently, dirt on Lautenberg.
"Well, Senator, you took 284 trips for free in the last 2 years you have
had. I want you to answer."
This was, sources say, Baroni and Wildstein's M.O., to aggressively push their goals and embarrass their enemies. Even after Baroni resigned over the George Washington Bridge traffic scheme, Christie defended him.
"Senator Baroni's tenure at the Port Authority, which I think was a very good one, where he fought very hard and got a lot of projects started for New Jersey that needed to be started for a long time, like the Bayonne Bridge and others. So I still have great respect for Senator Baroni and consider him a good friend."
The Bayonne Bridge.
"Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to a day of good news for New Jersey's economic future."
For years, this $1 billion plan had been a hugely important project to the construction unions. The New Jersey side would not support finalizing plans for the World Trade Center without an agreement on Bayonne. One of the commissioners voting for the Bayonne Bridge project was Raymond Pacino, the head of the laborers' union.
"When we were campaigning last year, I met with all these groups and told them that this was going to be my highest transportation priority of this administration."
The project raises the bridge so larger ships can go underneath. Its merits had been debated for a decade, but Team Christie breathed new life into the project.
"Please join me in welcoming our governor, our friend, my friend, our choice for governor for the next 4 years, Governor Chris Christie."
In the very first rally of Christie's re-election campaign, almost a year before the vote, Ray Pacino's union endorsed Chris Christie for governor. It was a big deal for Christie, who wanted to show he could attract labor support.
This campaign has just started, but I doubt that I'll have many better days than the day I was endorsed by the Labor International Union of North America."
It also helped scare off strong Democratic challengers. In the endorsement, Christie cited the Bayonne Bridge.
I am not in this race for re-election just for the hell of it. I am in this thing, and I believe you're in it with me, because we are going to win, and we are going to win big. And that's what it's all about.
For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.